Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 7th of May. I'm your host, Paul White. Glad you're with me today. It's always a privilege to share the word. As I record this, about a week before it airs, I've been recording video in my office today for our upcoming weekend. You will have already seen it. I told you about it yesterday on the pod, on the podcast. Very excited about that word. Got some clarity of direction early this morning when I woke up, even more so than I had when I told you about that yesterday on the podcast. So I really, really encourage you to go and view or listen to Ministers of Catastrophe. And then since that, since I told you about that, I have had a couple of different ministries contact me about doing Zoom meetings this weekend. So by the time this airs, I will have done those. But church in Georgia, church in Texas, to just minister to their group. And so I will record those. It's a little weird to say I did when I haven't done it yet, but I will by the time this airs have recorded those. And then we will put those up the next 2 weekends. So we'll have some material that still is me sitting in front of a phone and a camera, but I'm speaking to a Zoom room or a GoToMeeting room, whatever. And those will air the next 2 Sundays as we have been. That's a good way for us to sort of keep sharp and keep the sword sharp. Sword not from our hand, but from our mouth, like Jesus in Revelation. That which comes out makes a difference. Which comes out of your mouth makes a difference when the sword's out of your mouth. It's a positive difference. And so hopefully we're doing exactly that, making a positive difference in the world. Today is one of the most famous verses in the New Covenant world. If you're in the message of grace, you cut your teeth on 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I remember when I began to really have a revelation of the love of God, the finished work, and the message of grace. This was a verse that I think I quoted probably every day. I quoted it every day for myself. I remember encouraging our church at the time I was pastoring to say this out loud every day. We were all kind of coming into this together, and I said, man, every day, wake up, and when you put your feet on the floor, just declare that God made him who knew no sin to be sin so that you could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. And I was doing that because I came out of a environment, ministry environment, where we were told, and when I say this, I don't mean my dad, okay? We were influenced by other ministries just like everybody else is. But we came out from under a ministry that said, and I remember these specific words, when you wake up in the morning, you should put your feet on the floor and declare your faith in the cross that you're going to crucify your flesh today. And that there'll be a little less of you today when you go to bed tonight than there is when you wake up this morning. They said you ought to do that every day of your life. So I had that ingrained. So for me, Christianity for several years went through a process. It went through a space where I saw myself as needing to die all the time. Everything about me needed to die. This great battle between old Paul and new Paul, and old Paul was winning far too often. When a true revelation of 2 Corinthians 5 happened, and that 17th verse told me, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation, then that makes verse 21 make even more sense, because God made him who knew no sin to be sin. That's when I started to change my declaration. My own personal declaration of independence was not slap your feet down on the floor and say, I'm going to die today in Christ, but rather put those feet on the floor and say, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for me. Whose sin did he make him to be? Mine. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't make him to be your sin, but I'm talking about declaring this individually. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for me, that I might be made his righteousness. So if He was made sin, and the exchange rate is he gets what I get what he gets. If that's the exchange rate, and it must be, because if any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are past, all things are new. If old things are past, it's past because I'm in Christ. I'm a new creation. I'm not an old creation. I'm not an old man fighting a new man fighting an old man. I'm a new creation. Old things passed away, all things become true. If that's true, then the exchange rate is he gets what I get. He gets what I am so I can have what he is. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. God made him who knew no sin. Who's him? Jesus. Who's the sinner? Me. God made Jesus who hadn't messed up as if he had messed up. Supporting text. Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 6. Let me just go there. This one. I'm sorry, not chapter 6, chapter 8. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, God sent his own son, verse 3, in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Okay, so put those together. God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. That means he condemned my sin. I want you to make this individual. He condemned my sin in Christ. So if he condemned my sin in Christ, how many sins had I committed when Christ went to the cross? The answer, zero. So Christ had all sin for all time condemned in him. How could it be condemned in him and condemned in me? It can't be. So he took what I have so he can give me what he has, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So what I had was sin. What he had was right standing. He took my sin so I can have his right standing. Now you could counter that argument and say, Jesus didn't lose his right standing, therefore you don't lose your sin. And that would make sense, because you'd say, well, if you lose your sin and get his righteousness, then he has to lose his righteousness to get your sin. But the problem with that is it discounts the resurrection. Jesus resurrected. This is why a Christianity that focuses only on the cross misses the point. He resurrected into a newness of life. My new creation reality is on the other side of the cross. I'm a new creation because of what the cross did. So I've raised into his new creation reality. I am his righteousness, the righteousness of God. There's more to say. You can't do this in 8 minutes. So we'll do more tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.